crowdfunding. What a good way to support your local community or a project you believe in, but not so fast. Crowdfunding is also a really good way to get scammed. Welcome to our scam of the week here on Fort Wayne's Morning News. We feature a new scam that you should know about every Wednesday at this time here on WoWo. In order to feature these scams, we've hooked up with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana's Nicole Thomas. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So tell me, what do I need to know about these crowdfunding scams? I mean, what a bummer. Like I said, they're usually supposed to be a good, positive, inspiring thing. Now we need to worry about being scammed.
Yeah, you know, this came up in the aftermath of Surfside. You have all of these people who want to help these families who are displaced or who have, you know, lost a loved one. And unfortunately, what happens is scammers are very quick, and they will put up a GoFundMe or an Indiegogo or some kind of crowdfunding. They'll take some photos off of a Facebook page of the family, and then they, you know, it looks like you know that that person knows them, that they're related to them. And then unfortunately, the money never gets to the victims. It goes right into the scammer's pocket. So you really want to make sure that you look at these fundraisers. You want to dive into them and really pay attention to where do the funds go. Don't assume just because you see pictures of, you know, the people in the family that that means that the person who created that GoFundMe really knows them, because you can, you know, borrow or steal photos from people's social media and put those up there and make it look like you know them.
So, I mean, if we want to contribute, though, to a crowdfund, because, again, they're really popular, especially after events of tragedy, what's the safe way to go about doing that?
Yeah, the safest way is to donate to people that you know. So if you know the person directly, that's then, you know, you're going to be able to understand the familial connection to those that maybe are putting the fundraiser on. Or if you can't, you know, you want to, again, read the directions, read the updates, and find out how the funds are going to be used. Are they going to be used for medical? Are they just going to be handed over to someone? Are they going to be given to a charity to meet out? It really comes back to that research. And, you know, it's one of those things that you may never know, and you can do it with a good heart, but we just want you to be aware that this is something, and if something just doesn't sit right with you, just, you know, maybe say, I'm going to give this to a charity that is in the area that is vetted, that is also helping, right? Because a lot of times there's duplicate efforts. So you have people down in Surfside who are raising money in that area. So give to one of the banks down there. Give to one of those charities down there so that you know those funds are going directly to a charity that is going to hand those out to victims, as opposed to a GoFundMe, which you really have no idea where those monies are going to go.
Yeah, good point. All right, Nicole, what happens if I think I have been scammed? Can I contact you guys there at the BBB?
Absolutely. Contact us at the BBB. You can contact the FTC, and you definitely want to contact that crowdfunding site that you donated to if you think that it may be suspicious, so that it can be shut down. It can be vetted, shut down, and then stopped from other people donating to a scam.
Nicole, good advice. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Talk to you Wednesday.
That's Nicole Thomas of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana, featuring our scam of the week here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.